him. Go and say, because of who you are, we ought to have that same mentality down on the inside and say, because of who you are, God, I give you all that I have, and what I have, you be able to come in. Glory to God, amen. We don't have nothing except God creep in and come in and let us have. But look at God, it'll give us another day. But the whole thing boiled down to be looking at the man in the middle, asking him to change his way.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. I'm just supposed to say some encouraging words. Amen. Y'all got to put your comment, amen. You notice I didn't put my robe on. I kept on a little light up here today. Glory to God. Amen. But I'm going to take this thing a long way. Listen, the man in the mirror, looking at the man in the mirror, asking him, glory to God. But amen. You got so many men looking at themselves and saying, I'm all right. Oh, yeah. Well, everybody tells me, well, I look good. Oh, I'm about one handsome dude. They don't even see the other part. Don't see the other part. Dude, we got something in us that haven't even grown up yet.
Yeah.
Paul said, when I was a child, I thought of a child, but he said, but now when I became a man, I put away childish and began to think as a man.
Amen.
But then you got some men blaming everybody. Well, you know, I didn't have a dad. I didn't have this. They got all kinds of excuses. Why? They are not setting up being a man. Ain't no excuse. Because after a while, something will happen on the inside to let you know you ain't that boy. Look at this, look, men, look at the other man and say, you got to put away the toys that you're playing with.
You got to put away the toys.
That you're playing with. Because you got some men still got that old boy mentality down on the inside.